Last week, Pastor Benson continued the series talking about the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. So we'll continue with that this morning. So we'll just say, you know, a brief prayer again. I know that we've worshipped God, but we'll just say a brief prayer again. Oh Lord, we thank you for this topic that we've been talking about the Holy Spirit, the gift that you gave every Christian. We just pray this morning, that Holy Spirit, that you will speak your words and explain every scripture to every heart that is here today in the name of Jesus. Pray that the word of God will drop on every heart this morning. Any worry, any anxiety, the word of God shall heal it. The word of God shall comfort people. The word of God shall stir up faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so we're still looking at the Holy Spirit. And I just kind of gave it like a subheading. And what I wrote here is why I need, so looking at yourself and say, why I need to manifest in the spiritual gifts. And, you know, funny enough, this week I was, you know, just going about my normal business. But every time Pastor Benson tells me to teach on a Sunday, I'm always just kind of reflecting and looking out for maybe what God would want me to speak about in line with the scripture. And funny enough, this scripture came to me, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. A lot of us know that scripture, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. And it's so funny, a lot of us, I don't know, we use that scripture to say, I'm going to arise, I'm going to shine, this is my year and everything. But I saw that scripture in a different context. And I would like us to read that scripture this morning, if we don't mind. So let's go to it. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. If you just read along with me. Let's read from verse 1 to 4, first of all. And then we will read, we'll read verse 1 to 4. And the scripture reads, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness over the people. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. So it's quite interesting. I was talking to my husband this week. Someone told me, funny, outside of the sermon, that go easy on your husband. You use him for so many examples of teaching, but don't worry. He can bear it. So I was talking to him during this week. It's nothing bad anyway. And I was saying that, you know, it's funny because in these last days, it's so easy to think that God, the world is going bad. There's so much going on around the world. There's so many wars. Governments are being toppled by military. Things are going on in our schools. Nations that used to be God's country, they're now turning away from God. And it seems like a lot of doom. But you know, funny enough, when I was on social media, surprisingly this week, you know, a lot of people, social media can be bad, but social media, if you follow the right things, can be good. I've never seen a time on social media, because I follow, you know, a lot of like Christian things, where I'm seeing so many Christians stand for God. And you see, the devil, he may be thinking that he's doing his thing, causing war here, but I'm excited because I now understand the scripture, Isaiah chapter 16, when it says, arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of God has risen upon you. See, darkness covers the earth like this time, but the glory of God has arisen upon us. That's why we need to manifest in the spiritual gifts. And on social media, what is shocking me, I see young people. Sometimes people say, oh, young people, look at them sagging their trousers, look at them. But young people are on fire for God. I tell you, you should see people on social media quoting the scriptures, backing up the scriptures. It was just making me so excited. And also as well, you see people in politics. I'm just, for example, in America, I've never seen so many senators, Christian senators, rising up and being bold and standing against what is not godly. And also, I'm seeing just so many Christians rising up. And it just gives me peace to know that, wow, this is indeed revival. And now I understand why we are looking at the Holy Spirit as a church in CFT Bristol worldwide and obviously in our branch here. And so that scripture is telling us that we need to arise and shine. Because in these dark days, you know, it's not just only Pastor Benson who is preaching to us. We're going to be out there in your workplaces. There are people looking to you. In your affairs, in your family, you need to arise and shine. And you can only do it by the grace of God and manifest in the gifting of the Holy Spirit. Another scripture I want us to look at is Acts chapter 1 verse 8. And sorry, I went ahead of myself. So, you know, whilst we're looking at these scriptures this morning, I wrote down two main points that I wanted us to look at this morning. So the first point was like, we as Christians, we need to manifest because God has an assignment for us in these end times. That is why we need to manifest. The second point that I wrote here is, bear with me. Also, the second point that I wrote here is, how can we stir up the Holy Spirit? So let's focus, first of all, on the first one, talking about why we need to manifest these manifest because we're in the end times. So we've read Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 4. So let's go to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Now this scripture says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So why do we need to manifest in the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Because as Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 says, it says darkness covers the earth, but the glory of God is risen upon us. I'm telling you, people are waiting for us to rise up. And Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says that you receive power. Power for what? I know a lot of us, we've seen many things, funny things. My God. Sometimes I think if I'm God, I would just be like, my goodness, where did I go wrong? Because you see some crazy things. If anyone's ever seen like the film The Matrix or all these superhero films and stuff, do you know now there's, I saw one thing on social media of, you know, like a pastor, when they demonstrate the gift of the Holy Spirit, like they go, and then a person falls down and doing some Matrix stuff. But it's a funny thing that my husband said, that when the pastor, you know, waves his hand and does all this, how come the cameraman stays still? Because if the power, the cameraman should fall as well, right? But the gift of the Holy Spirit is not necessarily people falling down and all of that. The gift of the Holy Spirit is more than that. And one of the things is the every gift you have, whether it's prophecy, whether it's the gift of help, whether it's the gift of teaching, every prophecy is to actually bring witness to people, is to bring the gospel to Jesus Christ. And just for your reference, the last time I was up here, we made note of the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you want to read it at home, that's in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And you can read verse 1 to 11. That talks about the gift of the Holy Spirit. If I have time, I'll go back there. And then there's 2 Corinthians chapter 37 to 31. So we've been looking at why do we need to manifest in the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Because God has an assignment for us in these end times. And I have a story that I would like us to read. Can we go to Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 34? Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 34. So this is a story about Paul and Silas. They were disciples of Jesus. And unfortunately for them, as they were going, propagating the gospel of Jesus Christ, they ended up in prison. So we're just going to read that story. So it says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, and they sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open. and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." He then called for a light and sprang. He called for a light and sprang in and came trembling, and he fell down and Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house, and thy house." Verse 32. And they spoke unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. So basically, why did I choose that story? So in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 to 11, and in 2 Corinthians, the latter verses, let me get the verse, in 2 Corinthians, verses 37 to 31. So that scripture talks about all the different gifts, the gifts of teaching. And in verse 37 to 31, it talks about some are apostles, some are teachers, some are prophets, and thereof. And the earlier verses, verses 1 to 11, talks about the gifts of signs, wonders, miracles, gift of knowledge and wisdom and all of those things. And so I just want us to look at this story. So if we look at examples of people who manifested these gifts that we're talking about, the disciples, they walked in these gifts. And in this story that we read here, we see the miracle of signs and wonders. I don't know if you looked at that scripture. I know that if you read the news, you know that there's a prisoner on run right now. If any of you know the news, there was a prisoner that broke out of the prison. But the prisoner broke out maybe on his own wisdom, or I don't know. Let me not say and get in trouble. I don't know how he broke. They're still investigating. But this is not even a prison break. The way that Paul and Silas were set free was by miraculous signs and wonders. The Bible said that they sang praises and hymns, and it says that their physical chains dropped. And also as well, if you look at the life of Paul and Silas, they were in prison for a purpose, obviously, because it says that one of the guards who was guarding them, when he wanted to kill himself, because he saw the sign and wonder, he said, what did he say? He knelt down on his knees and he says, "Please tell me, what do I need to do to be saved?" And the Bible says that Paul, is it Paul or Silas, one of them, that also they spoke to him. So maybe he's never heard about Jesus. He probably knows that Paul and Silas was in prison for preaching the gospel of Jesus, but it was able to teach them the word of God. And the Bible says that man, not only him, was saved, but it said when he went home, his household. So why do we need to manifest the gifts of the Spirit? Because we are like Paul and Silas. God may put you in a situation where he will display his signs and wonders and also give you an opportunity to teach and bring someone to Christ. You know, I think when we talk about the gift of teaching, we always, I don't know, but I used to think it's always about when you're up here preaching. But you know that it's not. I remember there's a scripture, whether you can help me or Pastor, whether it was in Timothy, it talks about members in the church who taught, I think, was it taught Timothy the word or taught someone the word? They were not ministers. You know, some people, God may have given you the gift that when you break the word of God down, that even someone who's a Muslim or someone who has never heard about Jesus, they will understand. And obviously the Holy Spirit will translate the word to them. But the Bible says some have the gift of teaching. So I just wanted to share that word with us so that we can see how the Holy Spirit can manifest in a situation. Because the Holy Spirit doesn't only just manifest when we're in church as a gathering like this. He can manifest in different situations. And I just wrote some examples, personal examples, of how God can manifest in our personal lives. So one of the gifts that God spoke about was the gift of faith. Now, these gifts, by the way, all of us are working in it already, and some of us don't know it. I'm going to use myself as an example because I don't want to put anyone else on the spot, and I want to have mercy on Prince today. But I don't know about you, but I've had a lot of situations in my life where I've had, like, it's so easy for you to say you're a Christian, but until you're in the situation, then you'll know when the shoes are pinching you. I've been in a situation where I've had to have the gift of faith, you know. I mean, there's been so many. Okay, so for example, I've had the gift of faith about my health, where they said I was diagnosed with something, and they were trying to say, oh, maybe I won't be able to have another child. But you know what? God just brought to my remembrance a dream that I had where I saw a girl standing next to Reverend Omar, and that just stirred up my faith. You understand? So sometimes God will give you the gift of faith in your personal life. When the doctor is saying something, it doesn't mean that what they're saying isn't true. Okay, that science is true, but I know a word that is much more truer, you know? And if you look at Moses as well, I thought of Moses as well when we talk about the gift of faith. So how many of you, if you stood, I don't know, what river is here? If you stood by the river of Atlantic Ocean and God told you to stretch your hand and then walk through it, how many of you... Because, you know, here it's so easy to lift up your hand and say, oh, Lord, you're everything, I believe. But if God told you to do that, would you? Your factual sense would come in. But if you look at Moses, that's why I see how Moses was actually a mighty. He had a gift of faith, you know. When God told him to stretch that, stretch his rod across the sea, the sea that has big whales in it, that has different creatures, and he stretched it out in faith, and the Bible says the seas rolled back. I don't know if you've watched the cartoon The Prince of Egypt. Has anyone seen that cartoon? Man, if you watch that film, you will understand that story of Moses, because in the cartoon it showed that the sea rolled back, and as they walked through the sea, the sea was like a wall. And you know what? Even as they were walking, there were still animals in there. And there was one scene I'll never forget when I think a child was walking and the whale just went past her. You know, sometimes I pray to God, Lord, just can I have a dream where I can just be walking through the Red Sea so I can just experience what I saw in that Prince of Egypt. But imagine that gift of faith that Moses had. And every one of us, we have the gift of faith. You just need to stir it up in you. And also as well, what's some other gifts? There was something I wanted to talk about as well. One of the gifts that it talks about in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 to 11, I think in the latter one, verses 37 to 31, it talks about the gift of help. Some versions say the gift of hospitality. Okay? And you know, a lot of times we talked about, when we think of the gifts, we think of speaking in tongues, only prophecy, but there's different kind of gifts. So the gift of help, and we looked at Dorcas the last time, the lady who was always helping people. And I just want to share something with you that happened to me. So when I used to go to church in London, that's the headquarters church. We have a big, that's our main branch in London. I was in the choir then. And in the church in London, they used to have three services. So they had a branch in New Cross, that's in South London, one at 8 a.m. and then one in the afternoon, I think, I don't know, maybe one or two, I might be wrong. Then they had another service in another branch in Woolwich around 10. And so I used to see this lady, her name is Pastor Nike. Anyway, you might see her when we have the convention. She's the head of the choir. And I used to like watch her from afar. And I used to see, like, first of all, what I saw was like her fruit of her spirit. Like She was like kind, bubbly, always helping, always serving. She would be at all the services. Like, I tell you, if you meet her, she's so like down to earth and everything. And I used to watch her from afar. And then what I decided to do, I said, well, I just moved close to her. So I started moving close to her. I started following her. If she goes to this service, I'll go with her. If she goes to that service, I'll go with her. So I got close to her. And you know what? Yesterday, when I was just meditating on what to share with you, it just occurred to me that, you know what? You know when we talk about Elijah, I always get it wrong, but please correct me. There's Elijah and Elisha. Which one came first? Elijah? Elijah. Okay. So you know that Elisha wanted the grace of Elijah. And you know, God just kind of reminded me that, you know, when you're moving close to Pastor Nike, it's almost like some of that grace that she had is rubbed off on you. Do you know that? And then it came to my mind again, the gift of helps. And I believe the gift of helps, if the gift of helps, that means you're a giving person. Now I must admit, you know, when I met Pastor Benson, I know Pastor Benson, he's probably cringing. He doesn't want me to say this, but I'm not going to say I don't care. Holy Spirit, help me say this. So I'm talking about how I've gone into the next point, which is, so we know why we need to manifest the gift of the Holy Spirit. How can we stir it up? Yeah? So when I came to this church now, and I saw Pastor Benson, and then when I joined the choir, and then we had opportunities to move close to him and everything. And I just noticed that, man, this guy, sorry, not this guy, Pastor, he's so giving. I'm telling you, maybe there's some things I shouldn't expose him. He's so giving. Like, I've met people that give. Like, Reverend Omer is another one. But Pastor Benson is so giving. Like, I remember once when we first came to the church once, Pastor Benson paid for a taxi for us from the old house where he used to live. I don't know the address, but obviously it's in Bristol. All the way to Newport. You know where Newport is? South Wales. Pastor Benson and even his late wife as well. When I had a baby, I would see groceries at my door. One time, you know, when I went to America recently, Pastor was like, oh, here's some money, just spending money. One time he got a bonus and he said, oh, I just thought that you might, like, not being, if I had a bonus, I wouldn't even be thinking of, he's sharing your bonus. And those are the things. And I know some other things he does, you know, and he cares and all of that. And I was like, oh God, I wish I could have this grace of giving, because man, yeah, it can be tough. But now I'm seeing that, oh, I'm learning how to give. So how can you stir up the gifting of the Holy Spirit? Sometimes, and again, I'm not saying this is the only way, but this is how it worked for me. Sometimes God will put you on the path of someone. And you know, in the end of that scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 37 to 11, it says, how can you stir up the gift? It said, eagerly desire the gift of the Spirit. There might be someone who's working the gift and you say, God, I desire that. And before you know it, God will start to manifest that Spirit. But you've got to make yourself available. How else can we stir up the gift of the Spirit? I want us to read another scripture. Can we please go to Acts? We're going to go to Acts again. Acts chapter 2. Sorry, hold on. Yeah. Acts chapter 2. We read verse 1 to 4, first of all. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. It says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw that it seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. And then we'll jump to verse 42 and 47. Let's jump to verse 42 and 47 in that same chapter. It says, these same people that had gathered, that we read earlier on, that were filled with the Holy Spirit, it says here that these people, they devoted themselves to the apostles and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many signs and wonders performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and everything and had everything in common. They sold property, possessions, and gave to everyone. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes, ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. How can we stir up the gifts of the Spirit? So you know what? It's by devoting yourself to the teachings that you have, maybe in your local church. I'm just going to use our church as an example. Because the Bible says that in that beginning chapter, that they were gathered in one accord. And as they were praying, it says that's when the wind of the Holy Spirit came upon them. And this is just to remind us, how can you stir up the gift of the Spirit? If you've been looking for the gift of the Spirit, when you come to the house of God, don't be shy. And even as we are talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit in this church, as you begin to meditate and as you begin to desire it, when we're doing praise and worship, when we're praying or in like this, as you begin to focus on God, you will see that you might just start bursting out in tongues. Now, let me tell you, speaking in tongues is not a scam, because I'm someone that, you can push my head, I'll refuse, you can say whatever. But, you know, I just found myself speaking in tongues. And also as well, I remember, this is a gift, this is another thing about the gift of the Spirit, is when you desire it, you need to continue. Because if you stop, then you have to work in it again. Sometimes I used to desire that when we're speaking in tongues, I'd be like, oh God, I want to be able to interpret tongues. And it happened to me maybe twice. I would just begin to like say something afterwards. In the same way as well, maybe in when we're fellowshipping, God gives you a word or something. You know, feel free to release yourself and let the Spirit flow. A lot of us, what holds us back is, oh God, they're going to think I've gone bonkers. What are they going to think? No, you just allow. As long as in line with the Word of God, allow. And you will see that the gift of God will manifest in you more and more. And we saw this in the church of Acts. We saw that how they devoted themselves to the teachings of the apostles. They were in one accord. And also as well, it talked about even some young people as well. I'll speak to the young people. One of the things as well that I saw on social media is I saw children who were like, I don't know their age, obviously, but to me, they looked like 5 or 6. They were speaking in tongues. I was like, I mean, if you think tongues is a scam, how do you explain that? You know? And also there was another cute boy as well. His mom told him to tidy up his room. And that's the thing, you don't know that our children, that they are actually growing in God. God told him to tidy up his room, and he was singing, and his mom stood behind the word, and he was singing, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Can you just imagine, you know? And then the other day, I was speaking in tongues, and my son, Daniel, he said, are you speaking in tongues? I said, yes, I am. And he said, okay, can I speak in tongues when I'm 37? Because he asked his dad one day, how old are you? And I don't know if you told him you're 37. But every time he says, when I'm 37, I'll do this. When I'm 37, I'll do that. So he said, oh, when I'm 37, I'll speak in tongues. I said, yes. And at first he was laughing. I said, don't laugh. And then he said, oh, I'll speak in tongues. So let me tell you, the stirring of the gift of the Spirit can be when we devote ourselves to the teaching of the apostles. When we gather like this, God can move, God can flow. And also, like, God can really use anyone, even our children. I just wanted to drill in that fact there as well. Okay. The last thing that I just want to talk about as well, the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit. You know, earlier on we talked about the reason why we need to manifest is so that we can work in line with the assignment that God has for us in this end times. But you know that God can also help you. I want to go back to that point, help you in your everyday work. I want to share a story with you of what happened to Apostle. Apostle is the general overseer of this church. So God gives him like gift of wisdom of knowledge, gift of prophecy and revelation. And one day, I know this sounds controversial, but the first time President Trump entered the White House, you know, a lot of people, you know, one thing I want to say, God, his ways are not our ways. I mean, if you look at Trump, you wouldn't necessarily think that he was an ideal person. And it's just like the story of David, when they wanted to anoint a king, you know, David did not look like the king. He was a shepherd boy. I remember, I think Apostle, the first time Trump entered, he prophesied that Trump would win. And it was so funny because he was saying that his wife was so afraid when he said that prophecy, because his wife was like, are you sure, like, this is me saying, but his wife probably in her mind said, are you sure you heard from God that Trump's going to win? And actually Trump did win. And those type of occurrences where Apostle has prophesied, there was once when he prophesied something that a law firm in America came to him because of that gift, and they actually put him on his board of like, you know, when you have a board for a company and things like that. So what I wanted to say is that, you see, a lot of people are looking for you. I mean, if Richie Sunak could just have someone give him a prophecy or word of wisdom of how the economy is going to be in 2 years and tell him what to do, do you think he would not entertain that person? But this is why God wants us to arise. The Bible says creation eagerly awaits the manifestation for the sons of God. And let me tell you, it's not weird. Apostle before has given a prophecy to a man. There was a man who needed money for his business. And God showed Apostle the bank, told him, and the man went there, and lo and behold, they gave him the loan. So I want to tell you that the gifts of the Spirit also can be manifested in your local sphere. You know, I don't know where God has called you to. Maybe you're a student. I remember when I was in university, I was thinking that, you know, there's no other Christians, because sometimes what happens is, you know, when you're coming, when you're with your mom and dad, you can be Christian, but when you're in university, it's like, yoo-hoo, nobody's here to watch me. And I saw some Christians, you know, kind of like compromise things. But I remember in my second year, God brought my way my housemate she gave her life to become a Christian over the summer. We worked together. And God put it in our hearts that maybe we should do like a Christian concert. Now, you exactly doing a Christian concert in university is not the coolest thing. But you know what? We went by faith and we were amazed at how many people attended the concert. And it was talked about that. So you could be a student in your school and God wants to maybe give you the gift of faith to do such a thing, or manifest the gift of teaching. Or I don't know, you could be in a workplace where God wants you to manifest the gift of help. You know, like, I know I can talk for England. This is the last thing I'll say. God just keeps on bringing things in that happened to me. You know, when I finished university, you know, I struggled to get my dream job. So I was in a job that I thank God for it. You know, it paid the bills and everything. But at the time, they used to do a lot of training. And I remember one time I said in my heart, there was a woman training us, and I said in my heart, as I'm seeing this woman training me, I'm going to do that job. I don't know where that spirit came from. I wasn't qualified. I didn't have experience like she did training. But one thing I used to do is at work, maybe people call it teacher's pet, I would do my job beautifully. I would go an extra mile, maybe helping hands and things like that. And do you know, one day they advertised the internal position for this same job that I said in a training. I just looked at the woman and said, I'm going to do that job. I don't know where from. And they advertised the job. I went for the interview. I had mistakes in my presentation. I got there late. And you know what? I got the job. And that's how I was promoted, like maybe 4 times. And I was training people, not just where I was working, but different areas. And that was like my breakthrough that led me my path and my career. You know, your gifts, this manifestation of the gift of the Spirit can help you even in your own personal life. So I want us to open up our hearts to the gifts of the Spirit. especially in these end times. As we read that scripture in Isaiah chapter 60, I understood it. It's almost like someone removed. I read that scripture so many times. And you know what? When I read that scripture, I looked at the title. It said, the New Jerusalem. As you read that scripture to the end, it talks about how when we enter the New Jerusalem, God wipes away the tears. But it says that we need to arise and shine because darkness covers the earth. But there's good news. The glory of God has risen upon you. But people are just waiting for you. I have another example, but I will stop here. But let's just maybe rise up and just ponder about what we have been discussing this morning about the manifestations of the gift of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, one thing I would want us to pray about is all these gifts in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 to 11, they're for you. The gifts of faith, the gift of wisdom of knowledge, the gift of prophecy, the gift of teaching, they're for you. God, the Bible says that he said that when he leaves, he will send you your helper, which is the Holy Spirit. And the gifts are for you. You can have all of them. Let us just pray this morning that God, help me to desire these gifts. And if some of us are already working in the gift, Father, help me to stir up this gift. Some of us, you've seen that you have the gift of teaching, but maybe you've put it aside. Pray this morning that, Father, Lord, stir up the gift in me. Some of us, we have the gift of wisdom, of knowledge. Some of us, we have the gift of help. We just love helping. We know how to put things in order. Say, Lord, stir up that gifting in me. I understand that these giftings must manifest in the times and the days that we are living in. The Bible says, see, darkness covers the earth, but the glory of God arises upon you. It says, arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of God has risen upon you. See, nations shall come to thy light. The Bible says creation is awaiting for us to manifest in these giftings. Father, Lord, stir up a desire in me to work in these gifts. I have an understanding that these giftings are for the body of Christ. Father, Lord, give me a desire. I'm not just going to be a Christian that is saved and that is it. I'm going to go further and manifest in these spiritual gifts. Hallelujah. Reka shatale bragado si halea rotosi kareba kashutaye. Thank you for faith is rising this moment. For any of us that we need the gift of faith for a situation that's impossible, faith is rising this moment. Just open up your heart to the Holy Spirit, your friend. Rika Sota Shanta, we thank you, Father Lord. Thank you, Jesus.